Instead of putting an impression in your mouth, they put a wand in and scan it with a 3D scanner. The computer looks at the neighboring teeth and fits it exactly for your bite and the contour. And then when you're happy with it as a dental professional, you click mill. And then out of a single solid block of ceramic, it's milled out. You can customize it, color it, stain and glaze it, and fire it. And in about a half an hour, you can get your final restoration done.
This eliminates the need for the temporary crown that you have to be so careful with.
Absolutely.
So you can sit there and watch it being made?
You can put the block in the mill if you wanted to and watch it being made.
Do you have to start all over again if it doesn't fit?
The reason a lot of things may not fit exactly as it did during that temporary phase, things can shift and move, and your body's always adapting. And if the temporary is not quite exactly right, your teeth move over that two-week period. When you do it immediate, you can make those adjustments on the computer. And certainly, if there needs to be any adjustments in the mouth, you can do it. It's using the same type of materials that laboratories would, just bringing it in-house.
No health restrictions.
No health restrictions on this.
Time. Well, it certainly sounds as if it saves time. Does it save money?
Where it saves money is really on the patient's coming back for a second appointment. If you can do it all in one, you save the time of getting the babysitter or leaving work or, you know, having to make adjustments in your schedule to come back twice. So for the office, they get everybody involved. They see the procedure quicker, done, completed, and have a better result, I think, immediately. So everybody saves time and energy and efficiency in the process.
Well, it's true. You can look at time as money. But
yeah.
Then when it's time to pay the bill, is it a lower bill? Or
no, not necessarily, because the procedure is still the same that you'd have. Instead of sending it out and having it back, now it's manufactured chair-site. Every office may treat it differently, but the procedures and the materials and those aspects are still the same.
What are the possibilities for CAD/CAM?
Even though it's been around for quite a time, we see this year as the big year for dentistry of bringing in digital impressions. So while we're just talked about crowns or single units, the capability of doing bridges, scanning for implants with 2D and 3D images, you can see the bone and know where the implants are going to go, restore those implants, and it could all be done digitally. Even dentures, we're looking at possibilities of scanning in a dentless arch, which means no teeth in the mouth. Scan that rather than take that and fabricate dentures that way. So really, we think in the future, 5 to 10 years, digital dentistry will touch even when you come in for just a routine care. We may scan and compare your mouth 1 year versus the other to see changes. So it's a big change in dentistry coming digitally.
And besides saving time, then the advantage for the consumer in all of this is what?
Well, anytime anybody uses diagnostic tools that become better, whether it's looking for oral cancer, looking for perio disease or reduction or changes in gums, you find out about changes much quicker and objectively. And anytime you can do that as a consumer, you get preventative care versus just treatment. So instead of you going in and needing a crown, it could be possible that we detected it much sooner for caries or decay. And now you don't have that expense of a crown, but simply a small filling or fluoride treatment. So if you go in regularly, have these diagnostic treatments, you can catch everything earlier.